On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's been an uptick in Canadian visitors to Western New York, says Patrick Kaler of Visit Buffalo, but
the cross border, we're still down compared to 2024 by 11% through the month of July. What is hurting us mostly are the Canadian day trips, because our Erie County hotel occupancy through the year through July is actually up 7.8% year over year. So we're doing okay.
Kaler says what he's been hearing from Canadians is the overall sentiment coming out of Washington, D.C. toward Canadians was troubling. And he's fearing tariffs could also keep Canadians away again. John Percy of Destination Niagara USA says tariffs may not affect Canadian visits directly.
It's not the tariffs per se. It is just this, you know, sort of another punch to the Canadian market. And already that grassroots, if you will, patriotism in Canada really spiked in the last year and a half, and their desire to travel to the U.S. Certainly softened as a result of trade wars.
What do they think of the proposed Lake Ontario name change to Lake America by President Trump? Hear their thoughts online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.